This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So, folks, are we so fatigued by the surveillance of our lives, the NSA's data collection, those cards the TSA leaves in your luggage that indicates they've been pawing through your laundry before a flight, that nothing can shock us anymore? Well, last year, the Postal Service approved almost 50,000 requests from law enforcement agencies to secretly monitor the mail of Americans. All of this, according to our partner, the New York Times, which has been investigating the scope of the program with the help of the Freedom of Information Act. With us on the line is Ron Nixon, Washington correspondent for the New York Times. So, Ron, I guess the government knows just how many pre-approved credit cards I have, right?
Well, yeah, they do. But it's a little bit more complex than that as well, because this is a tool that's been around for a long time that allows them to track who people that they're investigating associate with, or banking information, property, all kinds of things can be found just by looking at the outside of letters and packages.
Are the mail systems being used as a way around the electronic systems that are so much the focus of surveillance right now? Or is this just a traditional look at the mails that's been going on for a while?
This is over a century old. So it's been going on for a long time, and it's a complement to the electronic surveillance that you hear so much about.
And what does the government have to do to open your mail? Do they have to go to a FISA court, or is it something more straightforward than that?
So there are two things here. One is the mail cover, which we write about in the article today, where they copy the information on the outside of your mail. To open your mail, they actually do have to get a warrant. So that's not something that they can just do without any judicial oversight. But to copy the information on the outside of your mail to see, you know, who you're communicating with, that can be done simply by having a law enforcement agency submit a request to the Postal Service.
That's interesting, because that's metadata, right?
That's exactly right.
So they can get the metadata without even asking, except for the Postal Service, but they have to have a warrant to actually open up the letter. Now, when they open the letter, do they steam it open? Is it clear that they've opened it? Do they have to notify people that they've opened the mail?
Well, that's a little unclear, and it's not something I've looked at a lot. I do know that the Customs Service will often do that, and when they do, they will leave like a little green strip of tape on the letter, which lets you know that it's been opened.
How much of this is a post-9/11 phenomenon, and how much of this goes back to the Pony Express?
It's both. The mail cover itself goes back to the Pony Express, but there are newer programs that the Postal Service runs, something called a Mail Isolation Tracking Control Program that does go back to 9/11. And that is to track biohazards through the mail, which was prominently featured when they were able to track the ricin-laced letters to Shannon Guest Richardson, who sent those letters to President Obama and to former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
And that was activated during the whole anthrax business as well.
That's correct. That's correct.
Right. Well, Ron,
it was created after the anthrax attacks.
Right, exactly. Well, Ron Nixon, Washington correspondent for our part in the New York Times, I guess it makes getting the mail a little less happy, but this is what's been going on for quite some time, so we shouldn't be terribly surprised. Ron, thanks so much for your investigation.
Thank you, John.